You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Up next, first guests of the evening. These guys are based here in Tamaki Makaurau. They're called Gig Impress. This next track is called Cactus Green. They actually just released a music video for it. You can go watch it. Go check out their Instagram. It's probably on YouTube, I imagine. Check it out. Keep it on the B. We'll hear from them in a sec.
Across the room, I put my cowboy boots on and start singing me a tune. But then that's when I spot it out the corner of my eye. It's a green cactus plant with the ability to hypnotize. Before I knew what happened, I started getting closer. The world around me blackened and I lost all my composure. My knees hit the sand at the cactus's command. I reached out my hand and cactus green, the strangest hue that I have ever seen. I waited for the night time when the cold brings a taste out from that sweet soybean. Oh, cactus green, we're living like we woke up from a dream. These dusty desert plains, they stretch out like a wasteland in a cowboy movie scene. My mouth is awful dry. I spot a hungry vulture flying through the sky. So I follow it toward the horizon line. Oh, and tell me, what out there do I see? But a cactus plant right there in front of me. Ooh, and this cactus, he issues his decree. I try to resist, but ooh. Cactus green, the strangest hue that I have ever seen. I waited for the night time when the cold brings a taste out from that sweet soybean. Oh, cactus green, we're living like we woke up from a dream. These dusty desert plains, they stretch out like a wasteland in a cowboy movie scene.
So I'm Josh, I'm the guitarist.
I'm Jono, and I play the drums in Gig Impress.
I'm Simon, I now play the guitar in Gig Impress, and I was the bassist before.
Recently promoted.
Recently promoted.
But we are missing someone.
We are missing two people now.
As obvious though.
Yeah, we hired a new bass player, and yeah, it was a trial yesterday, and I guess you could say,
last night. Flying colours.
Yeah, absolutely smashed it.
Carl, our new bassist, Simon's our new second guitarist.
Talk about that one.
And we're missing Johnny, our frontman, charismatic.
Yeah, good
stuff. Dashing.
Always.
You guys bringing good energy to the stage. The first time I saw you play, you were excellent. The energy was amazing. Obviously, there's only four of you. Now there's five of you. Yeah, thoughts on the new lineup?
Yeah, well, now that we've got five members and our sound is a bit fuller, so we've got, you know, two guitars going and we can like have more space to kind of explore different kind of textures in the sound. So we're really excited to just like be a bit more in your face, because that's kind of like what it comes down to, the Gig Impress. Yeah, so we just want to get stuck into as many gigs as possible and tour the circuit.
In the stage presence, we like to sort of bring high energy. Our top song is called Energy. So
that's a good segue into our next question, which is the quintessential. How would you guys best describe the sound of Gig and Press.
So if someone were to ask me at a party, like, what music does your band play, I'd probably say something like indie pop rock, but I don't think that really says much. I don't know, it's a tough one. We're kind of inspired by, like, Currumbin, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, but it doesn't, music doesn't always, like, reflect that directly. We just figure it out, really.
Yeah.
We just like songs that are kind of, like, funky, groovy, usually high tempo, you know, just, like, songs that we want to dance to.
I'd say there's a lot of parcels in there as well. And I think we're lucky to have multiple songwriters, namely these two boys sitting side by side, so they both have their own techniques and kind of process they work through when coming up with songs, and you can tell the difference between them, so it's good to see the marriage of those together.
Your name is interesting. It does have a bit of a backstory.
So Jürgen Klopp, the mastermind German manager, brought the system of playing football to Liverpool. Basically, the idea is that as soon as a defender has the ball and there's a trigger where everyone swarms in an arranged way to press the player on the ball and put them under pressure to force mistakes so that the team can win the ball back high up the field and get back into an attack. So it's a very, like, exciting style of football to watch because it's very, like, high risk, high reward, and when pulled off, it's just beautiful to watch. So why not?
He would say that as a Liverpool fan.
Yeah.
We should probably preface this by saying, yes, there is multiple supporters of different clubs in the room at the moment, so it's a controversial one. Could we see a, like, at a gig, like a potential, you know, you guys just rock the jerseys at the gigs, or?
I can't believe this hasn't come up already. Mm. Jono's got about 50 million West Ham shirts.
A small collection, yes, yes, yes. We like to bring them out at parties sometimes.
Yeah.
Everyone gets given a shirt, and so I can see more West Ham fans in one room than I have ever seen in New Zealand at one time.
Yeah.
I'm now a Sunderland fan. I've been forced into it by my partner. She was born there, so...
Unfortunate.
So why don't we kick this can down the road just to see how far it goes? Why don't we kick that can down the road just to see how far it goes? Why don't we kick that can down the road just to see how far it goes?
Music-wise, you bring out an EP beginning in November. Tell me about the process of writing it. How long was it in development for? Because you guys had only brought out a single before then.
Yeah. I probably wrote the riff for Energy like 3 years ago, and before the band had even was even an idea. And it was kind of like I wrote that riff and I was like, well, shit, I need a band to play this with. So that's kind of like what drove me to get the group started anyway. From then, what we went and had like a writing retreat, and we just like pumped out a few songs there. It's the best way to do it, honestly. It's just go and like sit and force yourself to write music for a while. We had all the songs written, and then we spent about like a year recording it and getting it produced, and around other commitments we had.
Yeah, shout out to my boy Jai for the recording and the mixing and mastering. Did an awesome job, and yeah, we're stoked with how it turned out.
It's really cool how like you guys dropped a single in 2022 and then you come out with all this new music in 2023. That must have felt awesome.
Yeah,
just have more things on your Spotify landing page, you know.
Yeah,
you have to click the show more button, you know. That's a good feeling in itself. And we're looking forward to doing even more to get some more singles out there potentially this coming year.
Yeah, tell us about that. What's been in the works for you guys?
So we've written one new song, and we've got a couple of ideas floating about. So the idea is that we want to keep the momentum going off our EP and get a single down, and then start working on maybe a slightly longer project and develop our songwriting abilities a bit more, and like just see what we can come up with and what style and sound we want to progress as a band.
I think, yeah, finding a sound is very important to us. You know, there's unique backgrounds in terms of musicality and experience within the band, and the way that they come together as a drummer, I found that really exciting. So I'm looking forward to seeing where that unique sound goes.
You're down to Taupo again and record some stuff and have a jam down there and come up with some new ideas.
Oh, you guys make the trek down there to record?
Not to record. Well, we record
potentially
that.
In the future.
We could, that would be good.
Looking to, because I can use Ableton and stuff, but kind of badly, but I don't know, brush up on that and hopefully get like a sort of in-house setup going on, which would be nice, but
yeah,
might be quite tough.
The group's not blessed with a sound engineer in the band yet, unfortunately.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.